and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, everyone, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm concerned.
Why?
Because we become kind of creatures of habit here, and I realized this morning you parked over two spots from where you normally park.
I do?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like your car.
Oh, I thought you meant in my chair right now.
No. Okay. So we typically, when I pull up, I expect Kelly's car to be in one certain spot.
Yeah, something threw me off today.
It's not there this morning.
Well,
there's nothing else there. You're just two spots over from
the
normal.
The K-Fine truck was on the right. And so when I pulled in, I didn't normally pull into my same spot because I was scared I was going to hit it.
Yeah.
So I went to the very end.
Yeah, just a heads up. That same truck was there yesterday at the same spot. So,
so it bothers you. Would you like for me to go move my car?
Well, no, because I took your spot.
Oh,
I'm two spots closer to the door. I'm two spots closer to getting out of here. So that's good news.
Okay.
I was reading this thing this morning that we make our worst decisions when we're hungry.
Ooh.
Like if our bellies are like, ooh, I need some food, or maybe you want some junk food, or maybe you just need nutrition, that we make bad decisions when we're hungry.
Especially when you're hungry and you go to the grocery store.
Oh my gosh, that's the worst. So I went to the grocery store. My mom gave me, I just have a couple things on my list.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so of course she wants the 8-pack of protein shakes, which are like $12. She wants the 24-pack of Diet Coke, which is like $9, $10, something like that. And I'm going, goodness gracious, I expected to spend about $60. I spent $105.
Ooh, you left upset.
I did.
So you came home and you were in a bad mood.
I tried not to be, but sometimes it gets me. I can't help it.
I would like to continue with an examination of time.
Let's throw one back.
We cannot defy it, or can we?
Brandon Baxter in the Morning brings you On This Day on K-Fine.
So the year was 1995, and Tim McGraw had the number one song in country music.
I want some more of it. I tried so hard. I can't rise above it. Don't know what it is about that little gal's loving, but I like it. I love it. I want some more of it.
Tim McGraw, I Like It, I Love It, number one on this day in 1995.
Three things you need to know with Brandon Baxter in the Morning on the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Well, get ready. Tonight is night number two of the Northeast Arkansas District Fair. The Midway opens at 4 o'clock and country star Matt Stell performs on the main stage. That starts at 7:30. The concert is free with your paid fare admission.
The Texas Roadhouse location in Jonesboro announced that they will be opening their doors to the public on Monday, October 21st. Texas Roadhouse is on Caraway Road between Tommy Wash and Kroger.
And just days after NBC announced Shane Gillis would be joining Saturday Night Live, the network fired the comedian after some past derogatory and racist remarks he made on his podcast were made public. And those are three things you need to know today.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Sometimes I think my son is a lot like me. And sometimes I think he says things just to get people's response.
Which is you.
Like he's the 9-year-old Andy Kaufman
from
back in the day, right? Where it was awkward and stuff like that. So we're watching wrestling and one of the females is on TV. And Kai, I don't know if he meant to say it, but he said, as a 9-year-old boy would say, Dad, look at her butt. So.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Who's in the room?
Oh, it's me, Leslie, and Kai.
Oh.
Let me set the scene.
Gosh.
Leslie's sick.
And it always makes, when we're sick, we always want to see women on the TV.
She's on one side of the bed. Kai's in the middle getting his back rubbed, and I'm on the other side rubbing his back. Dad, look at her butt. And Leslie looks over at him and says, Kai Michael. Stop talking like that, right? Mm. Because we have to discipline him. So he decides, as opposed to being in trouble on his own, he wants to flip it onto Dad.
Oh.
He said something that was so funny, but I couldn't laugh at it because then it makes it sound like I'm guilty.
Did you laugh when he said, look at her butt? Did you giggle?
No.
I think you're lying.
I don't know
how you couldn't.
I didn't. Because
you were scared that...
Daggers, man.
Okay.
flying from her eyes. They were coming at me.
Okay. So 1,000 miles per hour. I'm trying to really, really see the picture. Okay.
You know I want to smile.
No, I if I was in the room, I would have lost it.
I was smiling on the inside. Dad, look at her butt.
Right. And so right? Then what?
Then I'm like, she disciplines him for a second. And he says, but Mom, Dad talks about girls' butts all the time when we go out. And I look over at him. I'm like, Kai Michael. He says, he comments on him. He says things. He'll point at him and say, look at her butt.
Oh, my goodness.
1,000%
well,
made up.
Well, did you do that?
No, he's not.
So he was trying to get you in trouble.
I guess he tried to flip it on me.
Hmm.
So then you talk about being awkward. I'm even more awkward now because I have this vision that my wife believes that I'm going to my 9-year-old going, hey, look at her butt, son. You know me. I wouldn't do that to him.
Man, you've met your match.
I know.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got you gossip.
So The Voice is set to return coming up in about 6 days. It debuts on Monday, where they do the whole auditions. People come in, the blind auditions, chairs turn around. Just a heads up, one of our friends is on the show. And I sent him a text trying to get information. He wouldn't give me information.
You were turned down.
Yeah. So Corey Jackson went out and auditioned, and I'm like, hey, man, you want to come in and talk about your experience on The Voice? Remember us? We were the people who, you know, made you the K-Fine idol and all that stuff.
Right, right.
And he sent me the email of his agent from The Voice.
Ooh.
So I can't even get him to come on without having to go through them. So is that a good sign?
I think so.
I think so, too. So, anyway, The Voice comes back on Monday. There is a mega mentor for the first time ever. Now, typically, they bring in, you know, a celebrity, a singer to be a mentor for the different coaches. But who is it? At what level? We've never had a mega mentor before. So, Blake Shelton and John Legend sat down, and they were trying to figure this out. And, well, here's the big reveal from The Voice.
Here we have a mega mentor.
Yeah, but I don't know who it is. I know it's supposed to be a big star.
Yeah, I think the person's, like, one of the most successful people in music, but...
That's true, but I can't be because I'm a coach.
Yeah, you're already here. Yeah.
So thanks for saying that, though.
Yeah. Hey, Taylor.
Taylor Swift.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, Ty.
Yeah, I have no idea. I wonder who. Wait a minute.
Wow. Taylor Swift! Taylor Swift is headed to The Voice as a mega mentor. That's pretty big for them to be able to get her with all the stuff that she does.
Yeah.
And the fact that she doesn't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So get ready for Taylor Swift to be a part of the upcoming season of The Voice.
Gotcha gossip on Christie Brinkley. So she says she knows as soon as she fell and hit the studio dance floor that she was done. Her arm was broken. She knew she wasn't going to be able to continue dancing with the stars. So she said she felt shards in her arm and she instantly looked up and said, I am so sorry I broke my arm.
Oh my God.
So she left with multiple broken bones, had to have surgery. So she needed a replacement. And who better than her daughter, Sailor. Now, Sailor is stepping in to fill in the spot. And guys, I almost, she's 21 years old. Yeah. I cannot, when I was scrolling through Instagram and saw this post, I thought it was Christie Brinkley. I thought it was a picture of her. And it was just her in a dance uniform. And she was saying, hey, by the way, I am not doing it. And it wasn't. It was her daughter.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So anyway, you're going to have to go see the picture. Season 28 of Dancing with the Stars premieres Monday on ABC. But if you haven't seen the photos, be prepared to be amazed. They're up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com.
You've been drinking already?
No, what did I do?
Dancing with the Stars debuted last night.
Sorry. Premieres season 28?
It was on last night.
Okay.
And if you didn't see Lauren Elena's dance, it's up on the blog this morning, too, if you want to check it out. The Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog. She did not dance for no reason. There was actually a TV show last night.
Okay.
Happens when you drink early in the morning, y'all.
Brandon.
And got your gossip on Kendall Jenner. The big headline is that Kendall Jenner has gone blonde. So Kendall is, you know, the more thin Kardashian Jenner.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't look like the rest of them. Not quite as curvy as the other ones. But she's typically still had the same really dark hair. Well, now, in London, for London Fashion Week, she's gone blonde. And it looks good. You like it?
I mean, I think it's a wig.
It does. Who cares?
I just love, she's gone blonde.
But that... Here comes the complaining woman.
No.
You like her
hair
or not?
There's so many people with me saying it's whatever. But yes, it looks really good on her.
I think it looks good.
She looks good in everything she does, though.
I kind of like it better blonde, honestly.
Really?
Yeah. You know, you can check out the picture. It's up on the blog today, the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com. That's K-F-I-N.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So a 22-year-old guy named Eric, who lives in Sylmar, California, lives with his parents. Reminds me of somebody else I know.
Oh, David. He lives in Wiener, Arkansas with his parents. He's lived there for 3 years now.
Anyway, he got talked into going to the L.A. County Fair with them this past weekend. He had to go with his parents to the fair, which David's done that before.
He has. His dad waves at him and takes pictures of him on the Ferris wheel.
Right. And he really didn't want to go. So on that Friday, he sent an email to the fair saying, quote, he was going to hurt people at the fair.
What?
Because he didn't want to go. So he sent an email.
You can't do that.
Right. So he did that. Oh, so the police and FBI traced the email to him within hours. Of course, he wasn't going to do anything. He just didn't want to go to the fair.
Well, my gosh.
So obviously it was a hoax, and he was still arrested for making a false threat. And the police say that they'll be looking for Eric to reimburse them for the cost of the investigation around his fake threat.
Oh, my gosh.
So speaking of fairs, of course, the Northeast Arkansas Fair is happening this week.
Yes.
I dropped in last night, and I was able to see the world's smallest pickle.
You were?
Yeah, and it was no big deal.
Well, that's better than I thought where I was going.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, so 6:58 in K-Fine Country. I have tickets right here to go see Paw Patrol. Paw Patrol tonight and tomorrow at First National Bank Arena. And I thought this morning we would give these away right now.
That's fun.
Family four pack.
Yeah.
Paw Patrol tonight, tomorrow, pick your night. 870-935-KFINE is your direct line to the K-Fine studios. We'll take caller number 7. But here's what you have to be able to do today. Because phone lines are going crazy already. Y'all are just waiting for something.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to be able to sing the first couple lines of the Paw Patrol theme.
Ooh.
So maybe you don't know it, but your kids know it. That's fine, too. Should we give them a sneak peek?
I think so.
This is the theme, but somebody's going to have to sing this on the radio here in just a few minutes.
Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol, we'll be there on the double. Whenever there's a problem around Adventure Bay, Ryder and his team of us will come and save the day.
Marshall! That's all you have to be able to sing is the first part, right? Should we
you
do it one
do
more
it.
Time? Well, Kai liked Paw Patrol. Let's do it one more time.
Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol, we'll be there on the double. Whenever there's a problem around Adventure Bay, Ryder and his team of us will come and save the day.
That's all you have to be able to sing. Caller number 7, it's all on you. No pressure. 870-935-KFINE. That's your direct line to the K-Fine studios. 870-935-5346. Start dialing and good luck.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So that sound signifies that somebody's about to win something. Whenever you hear that, just know that somebody's about to win. Okay, so Paw Patrol is at First National Bank Arena. That show happens tonight and tomorrow, 6:30 both nights. Your kids will love Paw Patrol Live. Their favorite characters they see on TV are going to be there in the flesh. So, caller number 7 is about to at least have the chance to win some tickets. But Kelly, they have to sing the Paw Patrol theme.
Ooh, that changes the game.
It does, because it's one thing just to call. It's another thing to have to sing at like 7:06 in the morning. You ready to go to the phones?
Let's do it.
Caller number 780-935-KFINE. 870-935-5346. Hey, good morning, KFINE. Who's this?
This is Stephanie.
Stephanie, how are you this morning?
I'm so good.
Stephanie, do you have some young ones that would like to go see Paw Patrol?
I have a young one who would love to go see Paw Patrol.
Well, we have a family four-pack of tickets, but because you are caller number 7, you're going to have to sing.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Do you think you know it?
Can you help me sing? Hold on, Kinsey. I just woke her up.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Are you ready? Can you help me sing Paw Patrol? Okay. You got to help me. We're going to win tickets to go see it, okay? All right. You ready? She's half asleep.
Oh.
Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol, we'll be there on the double. Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol. Help me, Kins. Ryder and his team of pups.
Birthday today, Mario, Father's Day, Happy Jimmy's Day. We're on the way. Pop show, and we're on the double.
Yeah!
Oh my goodness! That was the cutest thing.
Oh, thank you.
We're going to send you all to see Paw Patrol live at First National Bank Arena.
Oh, thank you guys so much. They're going to be so excited.
Again, the show is tonight. There's a show tomorrow as well. You can be there to see Paw Patrol live.
Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol, we'll be there on the double. Whenever there's a problem around Adventure Bay, Ryder and his team of pups will come and save the day. Marshall, Rubble, Chase, Rocky, Zuma, Sky, yeah, they're on the way. Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol, whenever you're in trouble. Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol, we'll be there on the double. No job's too big, no job's too small. Paw Patrol, we're on a roll.
I just got a text from your wife that Kai did not used to watch this show.
It was just me. Hey, we have more Paw Patrol tickets for you to win right around 8 o'clock this morning here on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Sports. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today, Tuesday, September 17th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Lisa Carter of Jonesboro, who celebrates today. Joshua Carroll, happy birthday. Jordan Cobb of Jonesboro. Christina Heath from Jonesboro celebrates. Camelia Victoriano of Jonesboro.
Happy birthday.
38 years old today. Terry Evans of Hoxie is celebrating. Glenn Fuller from Wynn, 46. Michaela Anderson has a birthday today. Chandler George of Arbord, Missouri, turns 5 years old. Nate Jackson of Black Rock, 35 today. Kylan Ford from Newport turns 9. And Liza Jane Willis of Wynn is celebrating a birthday today.
I don't know if her middle name's Jane. It may be, but I don't think that that's her middle name.
Yes, it is.
It is?
It's on there.
It is.
It says that.
It says Liza Jane.
On my list.
I think you changed it.
No, it says that. I'm pretty sure her middle name is Jane. Just because I want to play this song.
Why don't you call me Little Liza Jane?
Don't you think that's probably her middle name?
I mean, it is today, I guess, right?
I guess so.
You got that body.
She's from Wynn. Do you know her?
I do know her.
So her name's Jane.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why Sorry, Liza.
Don't you call me Little Liza Jane?
Anyway, happy birthday, Liza Jane.
That was fun.
And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Mia Tellerico is 11 today. That was Charlie on Disney's Good Luck Charlie.
That child.
Was that the baby?
Yes.
Aww.
Adorable.
Running late,
dad jokes.
Does anybody see my lips? Close my eyes, take a bite, grab a ride. Laugh about there it is.
I love this show.
I've been there, I survived. So just take my advice. Hang in there, baby. Things are crazy, but I know your future's bright.
I might have watched that show every night for years because of Kai.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of on the Jesse kick right now and bunked. But
yeah.
Good luck, Charlie. Happy birthday to Mia Tellerico. How old is she?
She's 11.
Was she not adorable?
Yeah.
I wonder if she's still adorable.
I'm sure she is.
Good luck, Charlie.
All right. Danielle Brooks is 30. That's Tasty on Orange is the New Black. Jimmy Johnson is 44, NASCAR driver. Austin St. John is 45. That's Jason, the original Red Ranger on the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Vinny from Naughty by Nature is 49. I was trying to get you ready for the song. Maybe.
Sounds even more weird whenever I don't play the song, right?
Yeah, it does. Thanks a lot.
You ramp up to it. Should we play the one I kind of reference for some reason?
Correct.
When anybody gives initials, you know, I like to say that I'm OPP. Yeah, you know me.
Get out with OPP.
Yeah, you know me.
Get out with OPP.
Yeah, you know me.
Get out with OPP.
Yeah, you know me.
Who's down with OPP?
Every last
on me. Get out with OPP.
Yeah, you know me. Happy birthday,
OPP.
Vinny.
No, it doesn't work like that.
Right.
Vinny is 49.
And Elvira, the mistress of the dark.
She was the TV girl.
Is 68 today. She had her own song, too.
She did?
Yeah.
So I'm singing Elvira.
She didn't have the song.
Elvira.
The Oak Ridge Boys didn't sing about that.
This
way.
Wasn't about her. This sounds like the Mistress of the Dark.
No, it doesn't. Where's that guy with the deep voice?
Giddy up.
Boom, ba, boom, ba, ba, mow, mow.
Giddy up.
Boom, ba, boom, ba, ba, mow, mow.
Hi, oh, silver, away.
Elvira, the Mistress of the Dark, 68 years old today.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Here's a heads up. At around 8 o'clock this morning, we're going to give away more Paw Patrol tickets. Paw Patrol at First National Bank Arena tonight and tomorrow. We have family four packs to give away. We had a really adorable child on the radio this morning singing the Paw Patrol theme. She just woke up too.
Mm-hmm.
And she was awesome at it. So I think we do that again.
Definitely.
I'm going to give you the heads up. You have 25 minutes or so to learn the Paw Patrol theme.
It's pretty easy. You can do it.
So learn that and then be ready to sing that for me around 8 o'clock this morning, and you'll have the chance to win more Paw Patrol tickets. Again, a family four-pack to see them at First National Bank Arena.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So just hours before Lauren Elena made her debut on Dancing with the Stars, she announced that she is single.
Really?
Yeah. So she was being interviewed and just casually noted that she's no longer dating her former boyfriend, comedian John Crist. Now, she said that the two are, that they're both best friends still, but it just didn't work out. And remember, she's one of the contestants on Dancing with Stars, like I said. So good luck to her on her next show. I thought she did pretty good last night.
Yeah, the video of her dance with Gleb is actually up on the blog today if you want to check it out.
Yeah, and her, speaking of her being single, she has a new song out. It's called Getting Good. And here's a clip.
Once I get a house that I can hang my hat on, I bet I'll wanna build a bigger one if I could. Yeah, I'm thinking once I learn to grow right where I'm planted, maybe that's when life starts getting good. Oh, getting good.
Stuff from Lauren Lena. Again, that's called Getting Good.
And the video's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
Also on the blog today, you can check out the brand new song from George Strait. This song is called The Weight of the Badge. The whole idea behind behind the song is all about how important it is to be an officer. Again, new stuff from George Strait.
Gonna be a long one, another graveyard shift. As he says goodbye to his wife and kids, it's been his life just like his dad's, driving away under the weight of the badge. He's seen it all in his 15 years, watching our backs, facing our fears. Lord knows it ain't no easy task, keeping us safe under the weight of the badge. He swore that oath to protect and serve, pours his heart and soul into both those words. He lays his life on the line. The line he walks is razor fine.
New stuff from George Strait. You can check it out this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
And Justin Moore just dropped a new single. It's called Why We Drink. And the song is on Justin's 2019 album, Late Nights and Long Necks. Here's what it sounds like.
That's why we drink. Cause the sun's up. Cause it's sundown. Cause my wound up and needs a little unwound. Cause we've been working all day, but we're done now. Yeah, that's why we drink.
Justin Moore.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Nothing like some K-Fine heritage on Country Music Day.
Yeah.
This is International Country Music Day. The hashtag is hashtag Country Music Day. And I was sitting here trying to think about, like, if I had to pick one country song, like my favorite country song. And there's so many because I grew up listening to country music.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, like, you know, sitting there with my grandparents and my mom and then as I grew up going through high school with country music and John Michael Montgomery and all those songs that probably meant so much. And I think out of all the songs, as I replayed country music in my head, I think I would probably say this one means the most to me.
I got the first kiss.
Oh my God.
She'll get the last.
Brandon.
She's got the future.
What?
And I got the past.
What? I hope my wife's awake. Do you know Jana Kramer's been liking some of my tweets?
Yeah, so, I've noticed that.
Not just about her, just random tweets.
Hmm.
Pictures of myself.
I don't think that's what she liked.
Okay, I made that part up. I can tell you my first crush in country music.
Oh, I think I know this.
Go ahead, guess.
Was it?
I've said it before.
Barbara Mandrell?
Yes!
Now I'm the one sleeping all alone. Sleeping single in a double.
Legit, my first crush. I wanted to go see her when she played like a concert in the Dallas area, and I guess it was sold out, so my grandfather couldn't get me tickets, but he did say he was going to be able to work with a friend to give me a phone call with Barbara Mandrell.
Well.
And he did.
No way.
Yeah. He pulled some strings, and I talked to my grandmother and thought it was Barbara Mandrell.
Oh.
She.
He pulled some strings, eh?
Did an accent.
Well, hey.
Yes.
This is Barbara Mandrell.
Just got a text from David. He says his first ever country crush was Alan Jackson.
Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight, talking about cars and dreaming
weird,
about
David.
Women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute.
Favorite country song? Give me your favorite country artist.
Okay. It's Brett Eldridge.
Of all time?
Yes. Right now, in this moment in my life, yes.
Modern country,
favorite
country artist is Brett Eldridge.
And my favorite song by him would be Wanna Be That Song.
That's good.
I wanna be that song that gets you high, makes you dance, makes you fall. That melody rewinds years, wants to disappear, makes time stall. Wanna be those
That's
words,
a good one.
Fill you up.
I have a couple. So, like, if I'm gonna pick favorite country songs of my whole life.
Yeah.
I like this one.
Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash.
What?
Wild and a little
Stop
crazy,
pointing.
Too. Some girls don't like boys like me.
All the some girls do. I love that. I also had this thing for Travis Tritt. I really liked his music, too. Like this one.
Help me hold on to what we had.
And when I was young and I thought, am I ever going to be somebody? Because I had these big dreams.
I'm going to be somebody.
Love that. But legitimately, I don't think any country artist has meant more to my entire life than Garth Brooks.
And I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go.
Nothing better to me.
Jane.
Everyone else is wrong.
I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the day.
Country Music Day. What do you want to do? Favorite country song or favorite country artist of all time?
Oh my goodness, both of those are good.
Well, pick.
Favorite country artist of all time.
Okay, so for me, Garth.
Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers.
I mean, look at the list of music we can play.
Because I got friends in all places.
Then there's this one.
If tomorrow never comes.
We're going to put it up on social media on Country Music Day.
Will she know how much I love her?
You can mention the songs that impact you, too.
Did I try in every way to show her every day? She's my only.
We're both swaying.
I know. There's just something about those songs. We'll celebrate Country Music Day together here on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right. So, Paw Patrol tonight and tomorrow. What we're doing is just saying, hey, you call. If you can sing it, you can bring it and get your tickets. I had to try to make that work. So anyway, a 4-pack of tickets to go see Paw Patrol Live, First National Bank Arena. There's two shows, one tonight, one tomorrow. Both of those shows start at 6:30. All right, so caller number 7, we're about to force somebody to sing on the radio. All their friends are going to hear it. Their coworkers are going to hear it. And it could be good or bad. We had a young girl on the phone this morning who sounded so adorable.
So cute.
So let's go to the phones, 870-935-KFINE. It's 870-935-5346. Hey, good morning, Kate Fine. Who's this?
Amanda.
Amanda, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing good. Where are you calling from?
Jonesboro.
Tell me something amazing about you.
I donated a kidney in March.
Oh, wow.
Dang, dude.
That is amazing.
That's awesome. So, who did you donate to?
A family friend. I met him on Wednesday night before the surgery.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. How's life without one kidney?
It's great. And he's doing so good, so it's all worth it.
Yay. What a story.
I just want to give you tickets just to give you tickets. But here's the deal. Do you like Paw Patrol? Do your kids like it?
No, but my nephew Ace does.
Wait, so you're about to sing for someone else?
Yes, sir, I am.
Are you the most giving human being
really,
on the planet?
Really, I know.
Think so.
All right, here we go. Do you know the song?
I do.
All right, in 3, 2, 1, go.
Paw Patrol will be there on the double. Whenever there's a problem round Adventure Bay, Ryder and his team of pups will come and save the day. Marshall, Rob, Chase, Rocky, Zoom, and Sky. Yeah, they're on your way. Paw Patrol, whenever you're in trouble. Paw Patrol will be there on the double. No jobs too big, no puts too small. Paw Patrol, we're on a roll.
Great energy.
That's good. Oh my gosh, you might be our favorite person today.
Thank you. Y'all are my favorite people.
Well, we appreciate that. You've done some really awesome stuff, and you've just now scored a 4-pack of tickets for the family to go see Paw Patrol. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you.
Wow. I just donated a kidney.
Yeah,
like,
that's
nothing
amazing.
Nothing like that. I can't say anything cool like that.
I know.
What did you do lately for anybody?
Right.
Took my wife to the doctor. Does that count for anything? Paw Patrol tonight and tomorrow, First National Bank Arena.
Paw Patrol, will be there on the double. Whenever there's a problem, round Adventure Bay. Ryder and his team of pups will come and save the day. Marshall, Rubble, Chase, Rocky, Zuma, Sky, yeah, they're on the way. Paw Patrol, whenever you're in trouble. Paw Patrol, will be there on the double. No job's too big,
no pups too small.
Paw Patrol, we're on a roll. So here we go, Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol at First National Bank Arena tonight and tomorrow.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Michael Steele from our sister station, The Wolf, has evidently found a country song that he says is one of his favorite country songs of all time. He saw we posted that today is Country Music Day, and it's International Country Music Day, technically.
He found some international country music and he sent it to me and I thought I would share it. I would imagine my mother knows this song because my mother is from Okinawa, Japan.
That's right. Wait, she was born there, right?
Yeah, she's half Japanese, 50% Japanese. Adopted.
Which makes you?
I'm one quarter Japanese. But as I get older, I believe I'm turning Japanese.
Okay.
Right? Check out this song. That's for you, Mom. I love you. Happy Country Music Day.
Wow.
Do I look Japanese to you?
No.
Do I look a quarter Japanese?
No.
An eighth?
No.
Not really?
None.
Hmm. Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Thanks for having us on this morning. Just a little behind the scenes. Kelly has lost something. Kelly, hang on. Let me turn this on. Sorry. She's on a different microphone because she's lost a nut.
Well, because I just moved my microphone, my normal microphone, a minute ago, and it fell off.
So she's completely thrown off by the fact that she's not in her regular seat.
It's true. And I don't like the microphone being on the left side of my face. Does that make sense?
I would tell you to move the microphone, but the last time you did that, you broke it.
No.
And you just moved it. Stop touching it.
Okay.
All right. So it's Country Music Day. We were talking about some of the greatest country artists and country songs, the ones that mean the most to us. So we have it up on social media. And Kelly King Barnes responds and says, anything Gary Allen is great country music.
But it's not so bad. You're only the best I ever had. You don't want me back.
I like that one. How about this Gary Allen?
I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes take off.
That's a good one. Barbara McLaughlin says her favorite country artist is a group, and that's Alabama.
Yeah.
Song of the South. Sweet potato pie, and I shut my mouth. Gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again.
God, that's good stuff. Now, Barbara also says that her favorite song of all time is not Alabama. Her favorite song of all time is a Tim McGraw song. See if you remember this one.
You'll find better love.
John Douglas says his favorite artist of all time is George Strait.
I crossed my heart and promised to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true.
It's hard to disagree with George.
All my exes live in Texas. And Texas.
That's a good one. What about this one?
No, I don't know the name of the band, but they're good.
Aren't they? Would you like to dance?
What about this one, too?
And he said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then.
It's Country Music Day.
It's a love without end, amen.
So John Douglas, he says George Strait's his favorite artist, but his favorite song is not a George Strait song. We have a theme here.
Yeah.
My favorite artist is this, but my favorite song is this. John's favorite song of all time is Time Marches On by Tracy Lawrence.
Time marches on. Time marches on.
It's kind of fun to reflect on our favorites. Is this sisters wearing rouge and clear complexion soap?
Sisters using rouge and clear complexion soul.
Brother's wearing beads and he smokes a lot of dope.
Hey.
Mama is depressed, barely makes a sound. Daddy's got a girlfriend in another town. Bob Dylan sings like a rolling stone.
And guess what? No matter what we think,
time marches on. Time marches on.
Country Music Day, and we celebrate it here this morning on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We celebrate country music today. It's Country Music Day, technically termed International Country Music Day. But the hashtag you're going to see is hashtag Country Music Day. So we celebrate. We think about our favorite artists. I think if, you know, like I love a lot of country artists. But I think my favorite of all time would have to be Garth. I think when I think back to the 90s, the influence there. And how that music from the 90s still impacts me today. Like it touches my soul.
Right. No, I get it.
Alabama's the same way. It makes me think of my family and, you know, growing up and all that stuff. So country music has that way of connecting with people. So we put it up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/KFIN1079. And we're asking you what artists and songs and country music mean the most to you.
So J.W. Fuller says, my favorite artist is Hank Williams Jr.
Yes.
Money to burn and the girls are pretty. It didn't take me long to learn
that I was born to bully. You like that one? What about this one? Okay.
Hey, do you want a party?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, honey, this is old Hank.
What's up, Hank?
Ready to get the bank started.
It's a good one, right?
We cooked a pig in the ground, got some beer on ice, and all my rowdy friends are coming over tonight.
That's a good one. This one's good,
if
too.
If I'm down in a honky-tonk, some old slick's trying to get me friction, I say, leave me alone, I'm singing all night.
It's a family tradition. I'm good with some Hank Jr. That's good country music right there.
Let's see. Angel Wilson says Brantley Gilbert.
Ooh, I like Brantley too.
Cause you don't know like I do. You never understand. And you don't know we've been through. You think girl's my best friend.
That's good. This is good.
Yeah, and he went out. 21 guns. Baby.
Country Music Day, who else do we have?
Amanda says, we'll forever love the great ladies of country, Patsy Cline, Tammy Wynette, Loretta Lynn, and Dolly.
Let's do some
Coal
Miner's Daughter. What about some Patsy?
Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely.
And you said Dolly, right?
Yes.
Gotta love Dolly. All right.
And Amanda Hanner says Luke Bryan.
Oh, yeah.
Do I turn you on at all when I kiss you, baby? Does the sight of me wanting you drive you crazy? Do I have your love? Am I still enough? Tell me, don't I?
It's my favorite Luke song. One of his oldest ones. One of my favorites.
Yeah. Molly Davis says my favorite is Alan Jackson and his song Drive.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little late across the Alabama line, but I was king of the ocean. When daddy let me drive.
I like that song too. Alan Jackson, some classic country on Country Music Day.
And then we've had several choose Randy Houser.
Really?
Come on, baby, let me take you on a night ride. Windows down, sitting on my side. Tick tock, now we're knocking on midnight. Me and you, girl, running out of moonlight.
That's a good one. How about this?
It started with a good night kiss. My lips, your lips. Baby, let's just
what about this?
I'm riding on a sunny day, sing you a song, steal your heart away like a cowboy.
This one?
Climb a phone in here, girl. Let me show you how
country, country music
feels.
Day.
Get your hair down, get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you
Randy
up.
Randy Houser,
and down.
Country Music Day.
Dollars and heels. Let me show you how country feels.
Melissa Kaufman says, King George Strait, Carrying Your Love With Me.
Oh, yes.
I'm carrying your love with me.
West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving with the good Lord's speed, carrying your love with me. It's my strength for holding on. Every minute that I have to be gone, I'll have everything I'll ever need. I'm carrying your love.
It's Country Music Day. We're playing your favorites. Great responses from our friends out there. We appreciate all of you who spend your mornings with us, and we celebrate Country Music Day together.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country Music Day. We're talking about our favorite country artists and songs of all time. I've always loved this one. This was number one in 83.
The closer you get,
always love
it. Oh, baby, the further I fall, I'll be over the edge now. No time at all.
Like it. Give me another favorite from your life. You picked Brett Eldridge a few minutes ago.
Let's see. I don't know.
Garth? Give me a Garth.
Yeah, definitely.
What's your favorite Garth outside
of
the dance?
It would be Working on a Full House.
We're two of a kind.
Yeah.
So it goes like this.
Yeah, we're two of a kind. Working on a full house.
That's good.
She wakes me every morning with a smile and a kiss.
Her that's good. What about?
Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers.
I mean, think about that.
I know, it's good
stuff.
I mean,
we've all, So, let's go back to our Facebook page. All kinds of responses on there as well.
Patsy Winter says, favorite artist, George Strait, the song, The Chair.
Yeah.
No, I don't know the name of the band, but they're good. Aren't they? Would you like to dance? Yeah, I like the song too. It reminds me of you and me, baby. Do you think there's a chance?
That's good stuff right there. I like that one too.
Let's see. Tisha Patterson says, my all-time favorite is Mel McDaniel, Baby's Got Her Blue Jeans On.
Yes, I love that one.
Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on.
Let's see if I know the rest part. Rest part.
She can't help it if she's made that way. She's not to blame.
Yeah, you know
she
it.
She looked her way.
The wrong part. Okay.
She ain't really trying to cause a scene.
You know this part?
It just comes naturally. Not a girl can't help it.
Well, why does that make me so happy?
I don't think I've ever seen you like that.
I like that one. What
all
else
right.
do we have?
Casey Cleaver says, Kelsea Ballerini, a little more current, but she's good.
Yeah, she is.
I thought I'd miss you. I thought it hurt me. Thought I'd miss you. I thought I'd miss you. But I miss me more. I miss my own beat to my own snare drum.
That's good. Some Kelsea.
If you're gonna hold me like I'm leaving. If you're gonna kiss me, kiss
what about the newest one? I love Homecoming Queen.
Look down good in the dress, zipping up the mess, dancing with your best.
I think that's cool that Kelsea got mentioned.
Yeah, I do too.
Country Music Day, we're talking about our favorite artists and songs of all time.
And Hillary Bird has three good ones. Garth Brooks, That Summer.
Yes.
She had a need to feel the thunder, to chase the lightning from the sky, watch the storm with all its wonder raging in her lover's eyes.
Kelly relates to this one.
She had to ride the heat of passion.
Right?
Like a comet burning bright.
What?
Rushing along in the wind. Out where only dreams have been burning.
That's
both
a good one, Kelly.
Another one Hillary mentioned was George Strait, Amarillo by Morning.
Oh, my best friend of all time, Joe.
Amarillo by Morning.
He loved this song.
Up from San Antonio.
He's still alive. I made it sound like he wasn't.
Everything that I got.
Did you get that for a second?
Is just what I've got on.
He's been here. He's from Texas.
When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair.
That's good stuff.
Amarillo by morning,
Amarillo,
I'll be there.
Country Music Day.
And Hillary also mentioned Brooks and Dunn, Neon Moon.
Oh, yes.
I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. To watch your broken dreams dancing out of the
beams. That's funny. We play all these. I know most of the words, all the ones that we played. And there were people who thought when I was moving down to country, like, why is he going to country? He's the pop guy.
It's because you know every word.
Dude, I'm country. I might not look country all the time. You think I look country?
Nope.
Not really. But I am country. Country yes. at heart. In today's country music.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the holidays are right around the corner. I don't know if you've been through the stores lately, but I've told you the candy corn's out, the candy pumpkins and
definitely.
All that.
Definitely.
So it feels like fall.
Mm-hmm.
They're also getting us ready for Christmas already.
I've seen that.
Just a heads up. It's already starting.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going through different websites, and they're already talking about the most desired Christmas presents of the holiday season.
Wow.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
What are we, 3 months away? Mm-hmm. But still, doesn't that seem early?
It does.
So get ready for candy canes that are trendy this year.
Hmm.
They're trying to make those. You know, they have different flavors of candy canes. The classic peppermint. I like the cherry ones.
Yeah, those are good.
The striped colored
the
cherry ones.
The rainbow looking ones, yeah.
Those are good. But they're actually debuting something this year that's supposed to be at least taste a little bit healthier for you. I'm just not sure I want to be this healthy.
What is it?
Kale.
Mm-mm.
Kale flavored candy canes.
Good luck with that.
Does that sound disgusting?
Mm-hmm.
Like, have you ever tried kale just on its own?
Yeah, and I'll eat it, and it's fine, and it's fine. But I'm not going to go get my kids kale-flavored candy canes.
Yeah, it doesn't sound all that appetizing.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So just hours before Lauren Elena made her debut on Dancing with the Stars, which, by the way, she did great,
yep.
She announced that she is single. She was being interviewed, and she casually noted that she's no longer dating her former boyfriend, comedian John Crist. Now, have you ever followed him on Instagram?
No, but I saw them when they first got together.
He's really funny.
Yeah,
like
they
comedian.
Were perfect for a mm-hmm. second.
Well, she says they're still best friends, but it just didn't work out. So good luck to her on the show. But she also has a new song out. It's called Getting Good. Here's a clip.
Once I get a house that I can hang my hat on, I bet I'll want to build a bigger one if I could. Yeah, I'm thinking once I learn to grow right where I'm planted, maybe that's when life starts getting good.
Lauren Elena, her new song is called Getting Good. Again, if you want to check out her performance from Dancing with the Stars last night, you could do that. It's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com. Also on the blog today, George Strait has a new song out. It's called The Weight of the Badge. It's about being a police officer and the importance and the responsibility of being an officer. Check this
out. Gonna be a long one, another graveyard shift. As he says goodbye to his wife and kids. It's been his life just like his dad's, driving away under the weight of the badge.
It's The Weight of the Badge, George Strait. You can check it out on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
Justin Moore just dropped a new single. It's called Why We Drink. This is what it sounds like.
That's why we drink, 'cause the sun's up, 'cause it's sundown, 'cause my wound up and needs a little unwound, 'cause we've been working all day but we're done now. Yeah, that's why we drink, 'cause we're ice cold,
yeah.
'Cause it's hot out,
oh, yeah.
'Cause we're jumbo sitting with a line out,
yeah.
'Cause we're a little messed up but it's cheaper than a dime.
You can listen to the full song. It's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfin.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, you can find out how my son has accused me of looking at girls' butts.
And told on you.
Yeah, that story is made up, but I do believe he was, I don't know, trying to deflect some heat off of himself.
Uh-huh.
So he told my wife that I comment to him about butts. You can hear how that transpired on the podcast today. Plus, we celebrate Country Music Day, some country classics.
It's a fun day getting to do that.
Some really good ones. We also talked about just a bunch of other silly stuff on the show this morning. My wife going to the doctor, bad decisions on an empty stomach. We talked about that. We did Paw Patrol and sang the song. We had a couple of really awesome calls today, too. So we had a young girl who was probably...
maybe two or three.
Yeah, singing the Paw Patrol theme to win Paw Patrol tickets. Then we had someone else who called in. And I said, tell me something cool about yourself. And she said, I just donated my kidney.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait a minute, for real? And she wanted to win, not for her family, but for her...
nephew.
Her nephew. Mm-hmm. Really cool. So all that on today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast. You can check out the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play. And at KFIN.com. And Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
We have America's Got Talent on NBC. It's the last night of live performances. The season finale is tomorrow night. The sixth season finale of Bachelor in Paradise is on ABC tonight. The first season finale of Straight Up with Steve Austin. Have you seen that yet?
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, I've seen it.
And then the first season finale of Bring the Funny is on NBC tonight. And Tosh.0 returns on Comedy Central.
All right, Jessica Alba is also on the Kelly Clarkson show today.
I saw that.
Just a heads up.
Is that where you're headed to go home?
Mm-hmm. Hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on KFine.